Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are talking about not the history of God, but we are talking about the history of the doctrine of God. That's a very important distinction. And I have a special guest with me. I have Dr. James Dolezal. Dr. Dolezal, welcome.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Dr. Dolezal is a professor at Cairn University, teaches theology and church history and philosophy. He's the author of 2 books, God Without Parts, and a book entitled All That Is in God. So, Dr. Dolezal, you have spent quite a time with the doctrine of God.
Yes, I have.
And so you can help us see some of the high points here of the doctrinal development, the history of theologians and their thinking of the doctrine of God. Help us see some of the high points.
Well, first of all, we should say that in 5 minutes, we can't cover all that is in God.
One of God's attributes is that he is infinite.
That he is infinite.
So how do we squeeze this into a finite time?
Right. But to talk about how Christians have thought of God, from the scriptures on, but moving into church history, there's a strong emphasis in the early church on the unity of God. The Shepherd of Hermas, written sometime before 150 AD, exhorts readers to remember that God is one and that God is incomprehensible. And these are early commitments that are characteristic of Christians in general. These aren't debated. These aren't sectarian ideas. These are what we would call Catholic ideas, universal, common to all who name the name of Christ, that God is one. Also, that the early church worships Christ as God and honors him, and quite deliberately so, distinguishing Christ from angels and from mere humans, but always and uniquely offering him the worship that is due to God, also brings the church into a commitment of monotheism that is also a Trinitarian commitment. Although it's not called Trinitarian initially, it's not until later in the second century that the word triad begins to be applied to the Godhead, and it's not until Tertullian in the 3rd century that the term Trinitas enters the Christian vocabulary. But nevertheless, Christians hold to one God who is, in fact, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that these three are distinct and yet not three distinct gods. There are a number of features or attributes of God that Protestants and Catholics and Eastern Orthodox have traditionally confessed with regard to God's nature. Incomprehensibility, I mentioned that while God can be known through his revelation and confessed, it doesn't mean that we have captured God in some one-to-one scientific way.
God is transcendent.
That he's transcendent, and that if I could say it this way, God's greatness always exceeds our greatest thoughts of his greatness, that God is greater than your greatest thought of God, and he is more worthy of the worship than the greatest worship you give to him, that this superabundance is always something that looms like a light, a glory over Christian worship. Never do we think we capture him with our worship.
So this is very helpful. I think as we begin, we need to think Trinity. So we have God is one and the unity of the Godhead. We have the Trinity. Then what we're really talking about is we can't have enough superlative to start. Is that what you're trying to help us to see here and what these early theologians helped us to see?
Yes, that's right. There isn't some ceiling to God's glory so that we could in some way quantify that and package that, but that even when we speak of his greatness, there's this abiding sense that his greatness is, in fact, as the psalmist says, unfathomable. The sense of the unfathomableness of the greatness of God is one that permeates the early Christian faith and is one that, by the grace of God, is retained by the church down through subsequent centuries.
Well, that's a great place for us to pause, and let's come back and do another episode to talk about the doctrine of God. And that was on the history of the doctrine of God, and I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, I have a bonus quote. For this one, I'm going to stretch all the way back to AD 107 from Ignatius. Be deaf, therefore, when any would speak to you apart from Jesus Christ, who was ascended from the family of David, born of Mary, who truly was born, both of God and of the Virgin, truly took a body, for the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.